Wake up. It's the morning motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Oh, you guys, I do not have my mic. Where did my mic go? It's right here. I was up here doing stuff to try to make sure. There we go. I was up here doing something behind the scenes, trying to make sure I had something working for y'all. It didn't work, but good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation. I'm your host, Brittany Daniel, and this is a part of the Brittany the Host podcast. And I'm super excited. Happy Wednesday. It is the 1st of June. I'm super excited. You guys, we are 6 months into 2022. Yesterday, we talked all about 6 months and what we've done over the last 6 months and what we plan to do over the next 6 months. And we talked about this a little bit, but I was really inspired by a conversation that Tabula the Man, that is not her name. Miss Tab, she is an amazing vegan, chef, actress, all of the above. And she was having a very interesting conversation on the Know For Sure podcast with B. Simone. And there was a clip I wanted to show you guys, and I was on here 20 minutes early, y'all, trying to get it to work. Couldn't get it to work, but it's okay. Let me see if I can add it here. Maybe that's the way I can do it. Nope, it won't let me. Trying to get it to work won't work. Nonetheless, we are going to talk about their conversation today because it was super, super key. And I'll dive into why this conversation is important today, especially when we talk about moving forward with our goals and getting God in the mix. And what she had to say was profound. So maybe I'll play it on my phone so you guys can hear it. And I'll give you guys the link so you guys can go back and watch it for yourself. But it was super impactful, super powerful, and I want to share it with you guys today. And we'll have a whole conversation and discussion around it. But before we get into it, I'm going to go ahead and say our morning prayer. Do not forget to fill up the comments with shout outs. Do not forget to give this video a thumbs up. And let's jump right into it. If you are not religious or spiritual, or you do not subscribe to the Christian faith, it is totally fine. I hope that I can pray for you anyway. And I hope that you'll stick around for some conversation. But dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for waking us up again for another day. I pray that this message really comes through you and touches the hearts and the lives of all that are listening. Our number one goal are to do the things that are pleasing in your sight, because we know that your way is the best way. There are many ways, but your way is the only way that it's going to bring us true, true happiness and true fulfillment. In your darling son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to go on. Oh, I forgot my tea. Y'all was super geeked and trying to get this video up for y'all. I forgot everything. I forgot my water. I forgot my tea. It's okay, though. It's okay. We're going to make it work. We're going to make it shake. Y'all, behind the scenes of doing some of this stuff is crazy. But anywho's, good morning, Sean. Sean typed in at 6 a.m. She was ready. Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Edwan. Happy hump day, Nana. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Dia Dia. Good morning, Ashley. Good morning, Chevy Chev. Good morning, Cooking with Raw. Today is your Monday. Well, happy Monday to you. Good morning, Such a Lady. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Being Meech. Thank you, y'all. Yes, if you guys are new, let me know where you guys are watching from. Grand Rising, KK. Let's see who else we have. Good morning, Madam Noir. Good morning, Norms. Good morning, Charlene. Good morning, Rashik. Hey, good morning, Kiki. Good morning, Apple Dumpling. Good morning, Gabrielle. Good morning, Key Amber. Good morning, Aubrey. Good morning, Terry. Good morning, Key Amber. Hey, y'all. And I love that you guys are speaking to each other. Good morning to all the morning motivators out there that are listening on the podcast and that are watching live. We go live at every weekday at 8 a.m. Eastern time. For those of you who are on the podcast that we'll hear later, if you guys want a shout out, you guys can also DM me or send me a message to say if you want your shout out, if you listen all the time, because, you know, we got to give y'all shout outs too. Good morning. I need this one today because I moved to Charlotte and I'm ready. I'm moving. Wait, hold on. I moved to Charlotte and I'm ready to move back to Texas. It's okay. It is okay. It is okay. It takes an adjustment. For a few days celebrating my birthday, but I'm back. Hey. Welcome back and happy belated birthday. I hope you had a great one. What is it? It's Gemini season right now. So shout out to all the Geminis. Shout out. Don't leave. Yes, you it takes. Okay, so anytime you're moving anywhere, it takes an adjustment period. It takes about a year and a half to get adjusted to anywhere. So if you are new to somewhere, it gives yourself some time. I don't know if you were on that day, Kiamber. This is a little bit off the topic, but I don't know if you were there that day when I talked about moving. But anytime you move to a new city, a new space, it takes time to get adjusted. You're excited. And then when you get there, this like what in the heck, this big shockwave comes over you sometimes. So it's totally normal to be a little borderline what it feels like depression, not lying. It feels weird, but it's totally normal. You will get through it. I promise you. It just takes about a year, year and a half to get used to certain things. So let me see if I can, I don't even want to play around when y'all are on here. So I was watching an interview with Tabitha, Her name is Tabitha Brown, which most of you guys know. She is a vlogger, influencer. She's an older woman, but she is so bomb. Her spirit is so nice. But she was having a conversation with B. Simone and her friend Megan on their new podcast. No, for sure. It's really, really good podcast. Some of what we talk about, they talk about God, spirituality, being a woman in today's society and all of that. But one of the topics they were talking about is when Tab had formed her own thing online and Oprah came to her and offered her millions of dollars. Well, not just Oprah, it was plenty of networks that offered her millions of dollars to, you know, be on a reality show about her and her family. And she said that before she does anything, she talks to God. Let me let y'all listen. I can't show y'all. I'm going to put the link where you guys can go watch it for yourself. So copy the link, go back up it later. Do not leave now, y'all. Stay on Morning Motivation because it's like way in the middle. But I am going to play the clip. So hopefully that you guys can hear what I'm talking about because it's a really, really good, really good topic. I tried to put it in here for y'all so many times. But I want you guys to hear what she has to say, and then I'm going to talk about it, okay?
It's just better than sacrifice.
It's just better.
Yeah.
It's just,
Jesus, man.
Hold on, y'all.
Rather live a life.
I had it queued up, and I recorded it for y'all. Hold on.
Spanish? Like, was it different? Jesus, are you singing?
I had to go back and tell them. After reality show, millions on the table. God told me no, and I had to go back and tell them, you know, thank you, Oprah. We're gonna pass on.
What?
Oprah.
It's like, Jesus, are you saying no? Or are you saying not today? Give me a minute. Are you saying no forever?
I'm like, did you say no in English, or was it like maybe so in Spanish? Like, was it a different language? Are you sure he said no?
Did he
say maybe so or no?
Because yeah, I need to know.
It was very clear.
It was Ooh. No.
It was no.
They had so many reality shows on the table, and we don't have to go in depth with that. But my point of saying that was that she moves when God tells her to move. She doesn't Absolutely. Move with her flesh, and anything, the money's going to come. The millions, the success is going to come when you're walking in your purpose and chasing purpose.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Every time I do something without consulting him first,
it don't ever work out.
I get stumped.
Every Jeez.
Time. He'd be like, oh, go ahead.
I'm gonna let you do it.
Listen, you're going to walk over there, but you're going to come back. Right now.
All right, y'all. So I don't know if y'all can hear. Let me know in the comments if everything was what you could hear. But basically what their conversation was, I'm going to say it again for those of you joined on new. Tabitha Brown was on a podcast and she was talking to B. Simone and her friend Megan. And she was saying how she was constantly come with million-dollar reality shows. And every time she would ask God, he said no. Could you imagine being that obedient to God? Like, me and my boyfriend were having that conversation and I was like, man, it sounds good, right? We listen to God. Oh yeah, I follow God. I don't do nothing without God moving. But how many people have had $1 million put in front of them and because of God, they said no, right? And some of us do that every day. Some of us do it every day with, you know, our actions. You know, there's a lot of stuff some of us can be doing for money, but because we're a child of God, we choose not to, right? Or you know, we get people who might come to us and tell us stuff, but because we're like, oh, I don't know about that, I'm not going to do it. But that to me is an ultimate test of, do you trust me? Because a lot of times when God is telling us no, it is not to keep us from fun. It is not from keeping us from having a good time or money. He doesn't want us broke. She's definitely not broke. Everybody knows Tabitha Brown got some money, okay? So she's not a broke woman at all by any means. It's just that that's not the opportunity I have for you. That's not going to bring you more happiness, more peace, or fulfill my purpose for you. Because let's keep it a buck. Every purpose that God has for us, it may not be peaceful. You know, look at Martin Luther King. What nothing peaceful about his existence, you know, his life when he chose to go. Look at Jesus. What nothing peaceful about what Jesus went through. Look at Malcolm X. There was nothing peaceful about what Malcolm X went through, you know, and maybe our purpose isn't that extreme. But I do believe that if we do not walk in God's light, if we do not ask him, if we want to move, we need to ask him. If we want to start a new business, we need to ask him. If we want to get in that relationship, we need to ask him. Y'all, do you know how much prayer I did before I got with this man? I was like, yo, you're going to have to show me because I don't know. I don't know. It got to come from you. I was that over dating. Y'all had spent so much money with my relationship coach, so much money. And I had learned and grew so much last summer that I was like, there is no way I am about to be with somebody else unless you tell me this is who I'm supposed to be with. Unless I get confirmation. You know how y'all, you know how we order stuff online or we pay a bill or we get a plane ticket and that confirmation page comes up to say we're good to go. I was not moving forward until I got confirmation. And then even when I'd said yes to this man, I was still asking God for confirmation because I wanted to make sure, because the devil hears our prayers too, y'all. The devil be in the sidelines like, oh, that's what you want. And you be thinking as God, you be like, oh, hallelujah, God, you just sent me a man. No, that man is wrapped up in sheep's, what is it called? It is a wolf in sheep's clothing. Good morning. Good morning. So I definitely wanted to talk to you guys about, before we move, because yesterday we talked about plans. Yesterday we talked about the next 6 months, the next 6 months and looking back at our last 6 months, right? Have you conversed with God about what it is that you want to do next? Did you ask him about moving? Did you ask him about that new job? Did you ask him about that new relationship? Did you ask him about that new baby? Did you ask him about that money that you want, that business? I'm telling y'all, if you do, from my own experience, and Tabitha said it, and thank y'all for letting me know, but that y'all heard it. But that was super, super, super key. Because one of the things she said, I don't know if y'all heard at the end, she said, because every time I tried to do it my way, I got stung. Like I would be like, you can go over there and do it, but you're going to be coming back this way because that ain't what I have for you. And sometimes that can be so devastating. Like, but this is what I want so bad. Like that house. Did you pray that that house was yours? You know, I've said the story about my house so many times, but did you pray that that house was yours? Do you kind of let go and allow God while you're up here job hunting? Because sometimes we can want something so bad or want something so much that we squeeze it to death, right? I got to have this. I want it. We squeeze it to death and we leave no room for God to come up in there and do his magic. We leave no room for God to come up in between that squeeze. And work it. Or sometimes we'd be so over here, he like, you holding that on for dear life. I didn't even tell you you had it. I didn't even confirm that that was for you. You know, so in the midst of talking about this, hold on, let me see. Authenticating Beauty says, I got a new opportunity I was referred to, and every step of the way I prayed that he would close the door if it's not supposed to be open. And I love that, because what that means is she was willing to let go of whatever it is. And that's how we have to be, y'all. We have to be like, hey, if this ain't from you, if this man, if this job, if this situation is not from you, of you, I'm willing to let it go. I'm willing to let it go. And the reason why we have to be that bold and that brave is because we know whatever it is for us is better. We know whatever is for us is going to bring us more peace. We know whatever is for us is going to be long lasting or for whatever season God has for us. And we can go around and make all the plans we want and start this and do this and do this and do this and wondering why we keep hitting dead ends. Or we may be successful in it, right? Maybe the success does come, right? And maybe we're unfulfilled. Maybe we're unhappy. Maybe we're like, I worked my butt off all these years. I made all this money and I'm still unfulfilled. That happened to me. I didn't pray and ask God, was I supposed to join the military? I ain't ask. I just did it. And y'all know how many miserable mental health down the drain, physical health down the drain. Now, were there benefits of me doing it? Yes, 100%. May was it God's plan for me? I don't know. I didn't ask him. I did not ask him. Now I'm stuck. Now I'm gonna be here trying to break free. Y'all, before you do anything, consult God. And we're going to talk about hearing his voice, what that is to you, what that sounds like to you. I'm going to give you some tools and some steps on how do we know that it's God and not somebody else. But Ewan says, yes, I have that prayer yesterday. And Lord, a woman I have not talked to in years texted me yesterday. You got to be careful because, like I said, the devil hears your prayers too. And if he knows your vices, God, the devil knows your vices, right? And I don't know the conversation. So you got to be careful because sometimes we can be praying for stuff, right? You praying for a man, praying, oh Lord, I just want a man. I want a man. And here come one with everything on your list and he's nothing that you need. So we got to be careful with that too because that's happened to a lot of people. Where they were praying and praying and praying. Oh, Lord, I just want my husband. Lord, I just want a man. You ain't told God what type of man. You ain't told God what type. You haven't even thought with yourself what type of characteristics. We so worried about credit score and how much he makes. And all that stuff is great, right? But we haven't even focused on the characteristics. How does he treat you? How do you feel in that relationship? Does he bring you peace? Or because he makes a lot of money, he can do whatever he wants? We haven't even sat with ourselves and ask ourselves, what do we really need, right? And then go to God with what you want. Because another thing is, one thing I teach in the 555 transformation is you are the number one gatekeeper to yourself. You know you. If anybody doesn't know, we have a group coaching program that I have called 555 transformation. The number one pillar I talk about is self. You have to know yourself above anything else. Then you bring God into it because God made you. But you have to figure out who you are first. Sometimes we be so in God, we don't even know ourselves. So what do you need? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What are you lacking? What are in the job field? What can you handle? You know, we praying for these jobs. Okay, here's a job. But you weren't even specific. What type of job do you think is going to make you fulfilled? What are your skills? What are you good at? Anybody can go out and just get a job. Anybody can go out and just get a man. Let's call a spade men. Anybody can go out there and just get a woman. That's why we have to know thyself, to thy own self be true. Know yourself. You pray to God, ask for. That's why he says, right, make it plain. Make it plain. Cause it's like, what do you really want? What do you really need? Come to me with it. And if it's for you, then it's yours. Or it could just be not yet. But when have we really sat down? And this needs to be with y'all, when I say everything in your life, sometimes I'd be at the light and I'd be like, which way do I go? Now, how do you hear God's voice? Let me see. I'm trying to decide if I should stay at my home in my hometown or with my family or move back to Houston. I pray about it and still didn't get an answer. Still praying. Ask yourself, why'd you move in the first place? Did God tell you to move in the first place? Because sometimes he did answer us. It's just like, okay, most of us are Black, right? When you ask your mom something, if you went to your mom, and you was like, Mom, can I go outside? And she ignores you. And you come back, you're like, Mom, can I go outside? And she ignores you. Black folk, what that mean? Black folk, what does that mean? One, she don't want to be bothered with you right now. Sit down somewhere. That's the number one thing that means that, right? Another thing is you ask her a third time, it might be stop asking me. Think about God as a person. You know, when did you ask? Did you ask him the first time that you moved? I really want to know. Sometimes it means no. Sometimes it means wait. Sometimes it means, did I even tell you to go over there in the first place? Did I tell you to move in the first place? And I don't know, Dia, this is very, very personal, right? So how do we hear God's voice? How do we hear God's voice? It means you better not go outside. I be ignoring my child. Flat out, no. Sometimes when we got to think about, we are in the likeness of God, right? This is why I always bring down God to, always bring God down to a human form. Because if you ask and you ask and you ask and you not hearing nothing, it means either wait, no, or have a seat, right? Because if we were to ask my mom, we'd be like, mama, can I? And she ignoring you. It's not it. Because if it was a yes, she would have said yes. And you keep coming back and annoying me, you really ain't going nowhere. Sit down. Then I'd be like, fine, bye. Yeah, we got to sit down. But how do we hear God's voice? So one thing I love that Tab said is she says she hears, she's always had a visionary mind because her mother had it. That's why we have to be a little bit open-minded when it comes to our faith and our spirituality, because there are things that we can experience on earth that are not in the Bible. Or at least that I haven't seen, and to each their own. Y'all got to go on that with yourself. But one thing she says, she's always had visions. And one of the visions that she said she had one day, she heard God's voice, but it was very terrifying. And so what she said is, and this is true to myself, is she says, sometimes God will talk to you in a voice that's familiar. Maybe it's your mother. Maybe it's your voice. It could be very soft. It can be an inkling. It can be a feeling. For me, it's normally a feeling. Sometimes I've just gotten clarity. Like I've been praying for something. And then it just was super clear exactly what it's supposed to be. But the way you know you hear God's voice versus your own or the enemy or anybody else is because it brings you utter peace. Like when you pray about it, right? And another thing, there's no evil in it. There's no sin in it. Got that from Uncle Steve. There's no sin in it. When it's from God and God says, yes, there's no sin in it. You know how sometimes people, you know, you'll find something and you'll be like, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Like, that ain't God's blood. That might not be his blood. That might not have been from him. You know, everything don't, you know, it might not have been from him. Everything wasn't meant, you know, like that. But when you hear God's voice, it's something switches off and it's very clear. It's just like, okay, it's like an epiphany. It's like an aha. It could be an inkling. It could be a feeling. It could be intuition. But the way you strengthen that is by having a relationship, conversing with God more than just praying and asking, but really, really honing in on that relationship. Sometimes it takes a season of fasting. Sometimes you need the fast to hear God more. Sometimes you need to spend time in the word or spend time with him in general. You know, turn off the radio and just talk to him. You know, really have a relationship so you're not confused, right? But normally when God gives you the yes, the no, or the move, it's not confusing. We just make it confusing. We'd be like, are you sure? Like you heard B. Simone, right? When God told Tab, hey, no. This reality show ain't for you. And there was millions on the table. And Oprah Winfrey herself was handing her a reality show on a silver platter with millions of dollars attached. And God told you no. Now, most of us, like you heard B. Simone, well, are you sure? It's like, maybe so, not right now. Or you pray about that man and God will show you. He'll send you red flag after red flag after red flag. Because sometimes he'll do it through people. Sometimes he'll do it through situations. You know, when I was dating, I don't know if I told y'all this story. I think I have. I tell the story all the time. Is I was praying. I was dating this guy. Now, mind you, the first flag is he already told me he wasn't looking for nothing serious. Young ladies, any ladies on, don't try to change somebody's mind. Once they told you what they want, believe them. Okay. Believe them. Don't think that they're going to change for you. Don't think that you are so great that one day they mind going to change and they going to know. Most men aren't like that. Once they have their mind made up about you, whether you're a great woman or not, their mind is made up. So he already told me. So that should have been the flag. I shouldn't even had to ask God nothing. But I do. I told y'all this prayer all the time. God, if it's not of from you, remove it. You know, with anything, jobs, relationships, situationships, could sneaky link, all that stuff. Y'all sneaky link on the sneaky links and all that stuff. If it's not of you, it's not from you. Remove it. Right. As soon as I did that prayer that night, I saw, and I don't go through phones, don't do none of that. It said, I love you too on his phone. That means he was texting somebody else when he was with me all day. Trifling, right? But he'll send you stuff. He'll let you see things. Y'all don't ignore the signs and the flags and the inklings. You know, you might not, everybody doesn't hear a voice. Sometimes you'll get signs. Hey, God, is this job for me? And you'll get a confirmation email, or you'll get an interview, or your resume will be picked. There's things that happen. So everybody is different. That's why you have to tap in and know what's what for you. But you have to ask him. We can't go around and be willy-nilly out here without asking him. And then when we ask, we have to sit and wait for the confirmation. If you don't hear anything, wait. It might not be your time to move. Act like it's your mama, your daddy. If they ignore you, it's for a reason. Sit down somewhere. But it's on your relationship with God. So Charlene says, in 2020, I was planning to move to Houston and I saved a lot of money. Then the pandemic happened and I decided to move out of my parents' house and I was happy. I realized I needed a new environment. Love that. Dia says, I had peace when I was there. That's how I know when God approves of something I want to do. Absolutely. So if you have peace, okay. If I should stay in my hometown with my family or move back to Houston, ask yourself, why'd you move in the first place? And if Houston brought you peace, what I will say, though, I will say this to anybody who wants to move back. One, you're not missing anything in your old hometown or your old, anywhere you used to live, you're not missing anything. That's the first thing. Two things are either going to happen. Everything is the same, which could be very you know, if everything is the same, ain't nobody doing nothing different. Everybody's still with the same people. Everybody's still going out to the same club. Everything is the same, or you move back and nothing is the same. So if you have peace where you were, you know, and maybe you moved, and a different thing too, maybe you moved for your family. You know, some people have to move for, you know, because they're helping their parents or whatever the circumstances may be. And if that chapter is done and complete, then there's nothing wrong with going back to where you were. But just make sure it's something that God wants you to do. Make sure that it's something that is right for you and that it brings you peace ultimately. And another thing is, when we're moving, we don't want to chase anything, because when we're chasing or we're running from something, if you move because you can't stand a certain thing and you're having all these issues, if you have issues in that spot, you're probably going to have issues there. You know, always move with, you know, opportunity in mind, God in mind, a new beginning, a new chapter. But to run or escape, or the problems are just going to follow you. You're not going to be happy. Don't chase happiness. You have to be happy in any circumstance. And then when you move, you can have more peace, but happiness is from within. We have to decide to be happy. Even if our circumstances are trash, you know what I mean? We still have to find and cultivate that, because happiness isn't just going to come, y'all. When I moved to New York, because some of you guys don't know this story. So when I left active duty, I was like, I'm moving to New York. I don't care. I'm out. Like, this is my dream. I've always wanted to live here. It was between New York and LA, and I was praying about it, and everything in New York was just working. I got into grad school. Just things were just working out. As soon as I got there, and I was super excited, y'all, I had been planning this move for months. I mean, from freaking like December of 2015, maybe. I know it was like 2014 all the way up until 2015. And I was planning the whole time. And as soon as I got there, and this is another thing too, don't be scared of this. As soon as I got there, I was in disarray. I was discombobulated. I wasn't really happy necessarily. I was happy, but I went into like this hermit shell because there was a lot of shock. So don't think that when you do move and everything isn't just exciting overnight, or everything isn't just, you're not doing backflips. Don't be scared of that either. That doesn't mean that you weren't supposed to move give yourself time to adjust. It takes about a year, 6 months to a year to a year and a half to really get adjusted somewhere, because every city is so different. Houston is different from Atlanta. Atlanta is different from San Francisco. San Francisco is different. And I'm sure all my international watchers, you know, y'all move countries and cities and stuff like that. Every city is different, especially if you're in the United States. So don't beat yourself up if everything doesn't go smoothly as soon as you get there, but also make sure that we're asking God in the process. Charlene says, my parents' house was very toxic, so having a new environment definitely helped my mental health and my physical health. I love that. Yeah, sometimes you just got to go. Sometimes the signs are there and you just got to go. Love that. Brittany says, a couple of times I've had dreams about something and I wanted to do, and someone told me, just try it in my dreams. I woke up and the opportunity came. That is really cool. I've never tried that. That's really, really cool. Might be more powerful than you think, Miss Brittany. Good morning. Authenticating Beauty says, I think that that makes it harder. Hard in these decisions, we get over invested in the result instead of the journey that clouds our vision. That's true too. So let me say this. Just because God tells you yes does not mean that as soon as you start, that the red carpet's going to roll out and the money is going to roll out. No, you have no idea how long that journey is going to be. Jesus was in the wilderness 40 days, 40 nights. And that was just a piece of his journey. Could you imagine on day 5, he was probably like, okay, what are we doing? Okay, I'm still like, okay, day 6, day 10, day 20. All right, I'm just out here chilling. You told me to come out here and chill, you know. I'm getting a little thirsty. I'm getting hot. It's hot out here. Day 35. You know what I mean? Like, we don't know what the journey has for us. But what we do know is being patient in it. Once he says yes, once God gives you the green light, once God gets you moving, and once God gets you headed in that direction, you have to be prepared for everything that comes with that. And you're not going to know what that is. Half the time, we don't know what that is. It's okay not to know, because it's not for us to know. Because like we said yesterday, if God were to show us what's ahead of us, we'd probably be like, no, I'm good. I'm turning back. Nope. If he told you that you were going to lose your parents, if he told you that you were going to lose your job, if he told you that man was going to leave, if he told you, God forbid, you were, that child wasn't going to come full term, you probably wouldn't have started in the first place. Nothing happens to you to punish you, at least in my mind. I don't know. Teach their own. But most things happen for you, not to you. If you're living your life right, let's say, okay, let's rewind. If you're living your life right to the best of your ability and your intentions in your heart are good, most things happen to you to help you and to prepare you for what's to come, even if it hurts. But if you ain't out there living right, then, you know, I don't know, I don't know. Then sometimes it could be karma. Sometimes it could be, you know, you got to deal with that. I don't know, that's between you and God. But if you are living right as to the best of your ability, not to say you're a perfect human being, not to say that we Bible thumpers and we just, oh Lord, no. But if you are living right and you're trying to please God at every turn as much as possible, much as humanly possible, because everybody's human, right? We make mistakes. We all fall short of the glory. Nobody's perfect. But if you have, your heart is right and your intentions are good and pure and you're trying to do the right thing, 9 times out of 10, things that happen to you are happening for you, not against you. And it's only to clear some things out of your path. It's only for things to come into fruition for you. It's for your better good. So we can't get discouraged when we start on a path we prayed for, God said yes, and we, here we go with our backpacks. And we like, wait a minute. You know, look at The Wiz. I was going to say Wizard of Oz. Look at The Wiz. I know this is a movie, but Dorothy had to go through all of these steps before she went home. She had to go sing with the Munchkins, and then she had to go see the crows, and then she had to do the brick road, and then she had to go down to the subway, and the subway tiles was acting up trying to kill her, and then they went to the poison poppies, and then, you know what I mean? For those of you who saw The Wiz, for those of you who haven't, you know, Dorothy had to go play with the Munchkins, then she had to go get the Tin Man, and she had to get the Scarecrow, you know what I mean? There was a journey ahead of her before she got to go home. And I know that this is a movie, so it's silly, but sometimes we can use movies as analogies to life, right? Everything isn't going to be a perfectly you know, she thought the Yellow Brick Road was about to be, oh, I found the Yellow Brick Road, we popping. No, 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 no. There was obstacles, there was challenges. She had to meet people along the way, right? And sometimes we have to meet people along the way to bring us in and give us knowledge or to be there to support us. So life is a journey. There is no destination. We can't just get there and be like, ah, bags down, we're done, chilling for the rest of my life. God, it don't work like that. We might get seasons of that. We might get a couple of weeks, couple of months, couple of years, but life doesn't work like that. It's always a journey. There's always something. But the thing is, if we keep a positive mindset, if we focus on what God is doing for us and not play victims to that, life is so much better. We just, and just surrender to it, you know, because it's inevitable. So us surrendering to the inevitable and God's will just will bring you more peace. You won't feel the need to fight everything all the time. You won't feel the need to try to combat everything that comes your way. You know, Dorothy wasn't swinging on the munchkins. Dorothy wasn't swinging on, you know, she wasn't swinging on the Tin Man. Actually, she swung on somebody. I forgot who that was in The Wiz. But she just kind of allowed it to go and play out. And that's kind of what we think about life. You just allow, you let go. If things don't work out, all right, that wasn't for me. What's next? You know, that resiliency on the path to whatever God has intended for us is very crucial and is key. That resiliency is going to keep us moving and keep us pushing. And that humbleness to understand, like, hey, I'm like everybody. Everybody has a journey. Everybody has a path. Everybody has something that they have to do in order to get to level up. And a lot of times it's for our own good because it's going to make us stronger mentally, emotionally, and sometimes physically. Why do you guys think that a woman has to carry a baby for 9 months before she gives birth? One, you have to develop an attachment to a human being that's going to be solely dependent on you, right? So that's the first thing. I think it's that the human attachment. Second, the baby has to grow, right? But with preparing for 9 months of something, you know, and holding something in your body for 9 months, the bond, it's a bond that comes over. Now, everybody doesn't get it, unfortunately, but 9 times out of 10, there's a bond there. If God just delivered baby in the stork carriage, you might be like, oh, I didn't even want this baby. Who baby is this? What is it called when the storks drop off? The storks really did drop off babies at your doorstep. Unless you really wanted a kid, would you be attached to that child? You'd be like, that child ain't mine. That child don't look nothing like me. You know what I mean? So I feel like there's a reason why things take time. There's a reason. And then we appreciate things more when we've worked for it, when we've earned it, when we've had blood, sweat, and tears behind it. We just cherish it so much more. Why do you think sports players go bananas during championships? They know how much they practice. They know how much work they put in. If anybody's played sports, you know how hard you worked to get that trophy, to win, to be number one, to be first place. That's why I really hate that they're taking that stuff out of schools, because competition is really good. Competition is good for not only the ego, but just to be a well-rounded person. You know, it's life too. You're going to take some losses. You're going to take some L's. We're going to make mistakes. We might pray and be like, oh, God, what did you say? And he said no, and we still go off and do it anyway. And then we burn ourselves and we come back and we be like, my bad. But that's still going to teach you something. That's still going to teach you, like, hey, okay, next time I'm just going to listen. You know, it's like kids. You tell kids, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that. And they do it and they hurt themselves. But now they know. Same, we're the same thing. We're still his children. Y'all, we're still just as young-minded sometimes. He be telling us no, and we still be like, I'm going to do it anyway. He told you to leave Ray Ray a long time ago. You still with Ray Ray. He know, like, I told you, but you still going to do what you want to do. You hard-headed. Just like we got hard-headed children in our lives and our families, we hard-headed children too. He knows. But if until we surrender what we want for what's really meant for us, the better we will be. Because that's going to come with less, like the pain that we have in God's will is nothing like the pain we're going to have when we do it on our own. You know, he wasn't supposed to stay. That's why he left. He wasn't supposed to be with the man in the first place. That's why he had to go. That job was not supposed to be for you in the first place. That's why I had to go. Or new chapter. Sometimes God will make you get get fired because you're not going to move. Sometimes you got to, sometimes that job had to close down because you weren't going to leave anyway. Sometimes they had to, you had to get out that place, or he had to make your money funny so he can get your attention. You know, some of us ain't wealthy now because he knew if he gave it to us, we'd be a fool and we wouldn't hear him. And our purpose is too valuable. So he's making us wait. Because if I know if I give it to you too early, you're going to mess it up. So I ain't going to do it to you yet. He is going to give you exactly what you can handle, exactly what's meant for you in each season. And it's unfortunate that we have social media that makes us all feel older than what we really are in life. It makes us feel like we should have all these accomplishments before we really are supposed to. Y'all, we have a whole life. Why are we trying to retire at 35? What are we going to do? What you going to do for 80 something? I mean, for the next 50 something years of your life? Like, why do we have all these unrealistic expectations for ourselves? You know what I mean? And it's all from social media and all from seeing other people when we compare in our lives and all that. We can be inspired by it, but shut it down and tap into what God has for you. Because he can give it to you, but you might jack it up. Look at all the people that won the lottery. They said majority, like 80% of folks be broke in a couple years. Because you get all that money. Like, how you squander off hundreds and millions of dollars? It happens all the time. Look at rappers. They get all this money and they be broke. Producers, all this money and they be broke. So what's the point? I don't want millions of dollars. Don't give it to me, Lord. Don't give me millions of dollars and I just mess it up. That's pointless. Because then you know what it's like to be rich and have to go back. Could you imagine beating yourself up like that? No, I'm good. I know he's giving me a couple thousand, you know. I'm good. Don't give me a couple million dollars and let me mess that up. Hold it till I'm ready. And we have to be okay with that. We have to be real with ourselves and be like, you know what? Maybe what I'm praying for, I'm just not there yet. You know how many years I prayed for a husband, and thank God he did not give me one because I was not ready. I wasn't ready mentally, emotionally. And I did not know these things until I was like, hey, something I'm doing is wrong. I'm the common denominator. I keep attracting the same person in a different body. No, they didn't beat me. No, they didn't talk crazy to me. No, they didn't cheat on me. No, they, but it, I kept just attracting the same type of person in a different body. And I was just like, what am I doing? I had to fix it and work on myself. Then when I was ready, he sent me the person I was supposed to be with. At least that's what I believe. But if he, and I told my boyfriend, if he would have gave us to each other at any other time in our lives, we would have been toxic to each other. We wouldn't have worked. I would have been too emotionally immature and he would have just been in a different space. It wouldn't have worked. Sometimes he brings it to you when you're ready. And it's okay to be like, you know what? I'm just not ready for that yet. Men do it all the time. You know, you're a great woman. I'm just not ready for you yet. Women, when they be, you straight, but I'm not ready yet. And that's okay. It's okay to not be ready, you know, but move when God says move. If God says move, and I mean on anything, job, opportunity, you know, if you get an inkling to speak to somebody, go speak to them. You know, sometimes we talk ourselves out of our own blessings because we're scared. God told you to leave that job 3 years ago and you're still there. And he gave you opportunity. He shows you. Sometimes he can put the flag right in front of us and we'd be like, oh, I'm not ready. I don't want to see it. So don't also let your fear stop you from what's truly meant for you. Know that you're worth it. If you're having that issue where you're like, I keep seeing opportunities, but I'm scared, dig deep and make sure that you feel like you're worthy of whatever you're asking for or whatever is coming your way. Because sometimes we can hold ourselves back from our blessings because we don't feel like we're worthy. Sometimes you ain't left Ray Ray yet because you don't feel like you're worthy of being treated better. You can be treated better. You know, you hear what I said, treated better. I ain't talking about all that other ish people be talking about. You understand? So make sure that we are praying. We are asking God. We're getting confirmation and that we go and we move when he says move. It's just like that nasty movie Squid Games. When them jokers moved, when they weren't supposed to move, gone. That's a really horrific and disgusting example. But if anybody's seen that movie, it was very gory. That's why it was nasty. It wasn't like, It was nasty because it was very, very gory. I'm a squeamish person. I'm a business person. I am not, as you know. But yes, thank you, Yolanda, for the super sticker. I really, really appreciate it. But needless to say, move when God says move. Let's see. Charlene says, hold on. You have to have faith. You bet. Y'all better work. Hold on. I'm trying to go back. Okay, here we go. Okay. I think I've read this one already. I think what makes it hard these days is we get over invested in the results instead of the journey, and it clouds our vision. Yes, authenticating beauty. This was true. So make sure that I wanted to come back to this one, though. Make sure that when we're on these journeys and we're asking God for these things, that we don't get focused on the result. You know, some people want weddings and not marriages. Don't focus on the result. Focus on the path and the journey in which you're supposed to learn along the way. Good morning, Vanessa. Vanessa, you have to have faith of a mustard seed. Absolutely. That's all you need to move. But make sure God is in there. Make sure God is in there. Charlene says, I was so miserable in my last job that I kept on applying to new jobs and wasn't getting in. One day I had a dream that I got my dream job. And the next morning I got an email for an interview. Come on, y'all, with y'all dreams. I ended up getting the job. And it's the most relaxing job that pushed me to be better. Plus, I have a lot of opportunities to grow at my workplace. I love it. Love it. Congratulations. Good morning. Oh, thank you. Edwan says, when I heard of a stork, I thought of a dumb cartoon version and saw how the birds were bringing babies to the mothers. No, that's exactly what I was talking about. Those storks that, you know, if we got babies like that, then wouldn't be no bond. I don't know. Oh, I appreciate it, Edwan. Thank you. Oh, I appreciate it, y'all. Let's see. I'm here for this conversation. I'm currently thinking about a move. Make sure you pray about it, Miss Carrie. Make sure you guys pray about it. Make sure that you are asking God what the move is and that you're waiting and you're listening and you're hearing and you're getting those validations from him, because there's no point of moving when God didn't tell us to move. And then another thing. So we can do things our own way, but end up at a dead end. So make sure when we're doing things that we're really consulting God, because we can want to do whatever we want to do, and he's going to let us. He gives us free will, right? We can do it. We can start the business. We can be in the relationship. We can go on the date. We can do all the things and still be at a dead end, still feeling empty, still feeling unhappy, still feeling unfulfilled. And our true fulfillment comes from our God-given purposes, I believe. I truly, truly believe that, because every time I've listened to God, I'm done what God wanted me to do. Now, does that mean that there's always a golden goose at the end of the rainbow, or a golden, what is it called? A pot of gold? Maybe. Maybe you can't see it yet, right? And then also, this is what I want to say before we close out today, is ask God to use other people. Like, sometimes your sign can be somebody being a prophetic over your life, but be careful. Make sure you trust the person that's speaking prophecy over your life. Sometimes you can pray and things will happen in a conversation. You'll be like, huh? Okay. I know for me, every time I had a question, like every time I was like, God, I don't know what about this, my boyfriend would debunk whatever he would. And I didn't even talk to him about it. He had no idea. And that's the thing too. Don't be telling people you praying about them and, oh, God told me, and keep that to yourself. God told you. So be quiet. Don't be telling everybody everything. Right. but I would pray and I'd be like, God, is this, I don't know if this is for, is this of you? And I prayed a lot because I was unsure, because I had been through so much, and I didn't want to waste my time. So I was really like on some, I'll stay single for 10 years. If whatever is for you is from you. And every time I would pray and every time I would ask, and I'd be like, well, what about this? What about this? He had no idea. He would confirm what I needed to know. Like, I can't give you guys an example, but he would just confirm the opposite of my fears pretty much. Like, say if I were praying about, I can't even give an example, to be honest, without telling all my business, but I would just pray about it. And he would come back and he would just be like, you know what? This, and I would be like, how in the heck did he even, because I wouldn't pray out loud. He wouldn't be nowhere around. I don't be telling people my prayers. And he would just confirm. So ask God to show you. Ask God if you need somebody else to confirm it. Ask for the signs that you need. Say, I need a sign. I need, come to me in my dreams. Whatever works for you, however that channel that you and God have, whether it's him speaking to you, whether it's through your discernment and your intuition, if it's through people, but just be careful. Cause like I said, the devil hears your prayer too. So when you praying for this man or you praying for this woman, make sure one that you're specific on the characteristics and how you want to feel in the relationship and how you want your relationship. You want peace, somebody that brings me peace. You want somebody that's kind. Cause I feel like social media, we talk too much about money. Money is important. Having somebody that's independent and that can take care of themselves is important. So I'm not going to discredit that. But we spend so much time on that. We don't talk about people's character. How do you feel in that relationship? How do you want to feel at that job? Ms. Charlene said the job brought her peace. You want a lot of money or do you want to be stressed out? Or do you want both? I want a lot of money and I want peace. Pray for what you want. You know what I mean? I want peace. I want to be valued. I want to be respected. I want to be honored. I want to be somebody that's going to be honest with me, even if it hurts my feelings. And I said that and I got exactly that, y'all. He will tell me some stuff. I'd be like, dang. He'd be like, it's true. I'm just going to tell you the truth. So, you know, honesty, integrity, you know, gentleman, like what are the characteristics? The money is one part, but that's just a piece. Remember, we talk about life as a pizza. Your finances are one slice of pizza. It's not everything. You know, we're so fixated in our culture with money and status and he got to have this, he got to have that. What happens, God forbid, if that man gets in a car wreck and he can't move anymore? So all of the money he was bringing in is no longer gone. Can you still be with that person? That's the type of love that we got to be thinking about, because the money's going to come. If we're in our purpose and we're driven and we're investing and we're budgeting and we're doing what we're supposed to do with our money, it's going to grow. We're going to have the things and the stuff. But are you going to be with that person, whether they're broke or not? And not to say that they're going to be broke, because I don't want anybody being broke out here. But God forbid something happens to that person. Are you still going to be by them? Are you still going to be with them? If they're in the hospital, are you going to be by their side? Are you going to be like, oh, he can't work no more. He can't do nothing for me. So I'm out. Ladies, men, be careful. Yolanda says, it's everything you said in the last 10 minutes for me. Thank you. Is he just listening and not commenting? I be so deep in our conversation. Sometimes I stop commenting. Yeah. Let God talk too. You know, let it be a two-way conversation when we're talking to God. Let it be a two-way conversation. Make sure you listen for his voice and his word. Edwin says, I thought about going back to my hometown, but Brittany made me realize ain't nothing there and I'm not missing anything and I'm happy right where I'm at. I'm glad. Yeah, if y'all trying to leave y'all hometowns, leave and don't go back unless you need to, unless you want to. Because there's nothing, you're not missing nothing. The same people still with the same people still hanging out, the same people still going to the same little club spot. Most people that don't move don't change. And that's just the nature of the beast. If you put a snake in a cage, right, the snake is going to get only as big as its environment. People do not outgrow their environments unless they leave. That's why it's super important to expose yourself, to get out there, to travel, to see other cultures, other cities, other states, other countries. Because you're only going to grow as much as your environment. And that could just be the United States. I need to get out of the States and travel and see the world and be exposed to other things, because my viewpoints sometimes are very limited because I've only been so many places. But coming soon, I'm going to be traveling. But do you get what I mean? Like when you put, if you have a pet snake and you put the pet snake in a cage and you keep the cage this big, that's how big the snake can be. You can only get as big as your environment. So always remember that. I moved to a different continent a year ago on the 19th, and it was a lifelong calling, but thank you for letting me know the depression and confusion is normal. My prayers these days is, God, now what? What now? That's beautiful. Yeah, but oh yeah, when you guys move, you move to a whole nother continent. Culture shock one. But yes, anytime you do a big move or a big adjustment period, allow yourself to adjust. Allow yourself to get used to the new culture, the new food, the new, everything is new. It's like sensory overload, right? It's like you kind of go into this shock because you've been preparing and your head's down, been down, and you've been trying to move and you've been going. Then when you finally move into your new space and the movers are gone, the boxes are settled, it's just like, oof. Y'all, when I moved to New York by myself when I was in my 20s, I stayed in the room for like 3 days straight and watched nothing but Netflix. For some reason, I don't know what it was. And I was so excited. It was my dream place to live. I did not move for 3 days. Didn't know why. And I was just like, what in the heck is wrong with me? Like, did I make a mistake? Did I do something wrong? Like, why do I feel this way? Why am I not excited? Why am I not out in the streets dancing and having a jolly good time? I don't know. It's just something about when you do something like that, it's just like, it's sensory overload. I think your brain is trying to catch up with your body because your brain is so used to one environment. Now it's seeing different things. It's smelling different things. It's around other people. It's like, wait, what's going on here? So it's kind of like recalibrating. So give your body, your mind, and your spirit time to recalibrate and adjust. You know, when you go certain places, have you guys ever traveled and been out of the country and certain places make your soul feel good? I think it's like that to your soul, your spirit, your mind. Everything is just trying to recalibrate because it's in a different zone and all of that. So it's totally normal. Just allow yourself to adjust. Give yourself some time. We have to pray before making a move. I've learned this the hard way. My prayer is for God to order my steps. I love that. Nas says, health is wealth. Absolutely. These days, I get confirmation through dreams and conversations after praying. Ooh, y'all, my dreams be so weird. I don't know what my dreams be talking about. They be so weird. My dad always told me to ask the second question. If I didn't have this, what would still be, would you still be with me? If I didn't have this, ladies too, there's some men out there, you know, be careful. It's some gold digging men. Divine love naturally attracts abundance. I love that. Thank you, Celine. When I originally left my hometown, it changed my life for the better. I needed to see something different. It saved my life. Absolutely. And the last comment for the day, Camber says, how long were you in New York before you moved to Atlanta? Oh, child, I went to traveling makes my spirit happy. Me too. So I went from New York. I stayed in New York 2 years. Then moved to Austin for a year, then moved to San Antonio for a year, then moved to Houston for a few months, and then moved to Atlanta. It had been like between New York and Atlanta, like 3.5, almost 4 years. That was a whole journey. That was a whole journey. So allow yourself, especially if you're single, you don't have no kids. Do you live? If you move somewhere, y'all, and it's another thing is don't ever be scared to move. I'm going to say this before we close out. Do not ever be scared to move. You can always leave. You are not tied to a city, a state. And I know it's hard. You're like, well, what about my friends? What about a job? You'll figure it out. Don't be too scared to pack up and move. You don't like that city, you can move to another one. Just plan, prepare. I have a lot of videos on my YouTube channel to help you with all of that. If you guys want to move across the country, I've moved across country by myself, taking my car, did the whole nine several times. If I can do it, y'all can do it. How long have you been in Atlanta? Moved back here in 2019, 20, 21, 22. So about, dang, it's been that long. I want to say almost 3 years. It doesn't feel that long. Feels like I just moved here, but almost 3 years. Edwin says, I got to get ready for my doctor's appointment. Oh, okay. Yes. Well, I hope you're doing well. Okay, you guys, I love you so much. You guys have a beautiful and blessed day. Do not forget to pray and ask God before making moves and doing anything. I love you guys so much. I'll catch you guys tomorrow, same time, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Morning Motivation. Love you guys. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.